Can I ask the unused moorings, those are just abandoned moorings?
Some are abandoned, yeah. The tough part is figuring out which one's abandoned or not, because there's 600 moorings out there. It's challenging to find out who's using it and who's not.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of times you can only tell if there's a lot of growth on it.
Do you check? Are you checking also if it's been paid, the annual fees?
Yeah.
So that's what.
And they've had a lot of leeway. So generally,
a lot of leeway.
Oh, okay. So generally, if it's been over 2 years, I think that's fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Are they're required to get them serviced
every 2 years?
Every 2 years, and that's pretty much done by the same small group of people that are doing the servicing.
Yeah, there's five people that do the servicing. We just added another one, so there's six, I think, now.
I mean, you could go through them and be like, all right, which ones have not been serviced in the last 2 years? And at that point, it can't really be used as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have all the inspection forms, so I check the box whether it's been inspected or not. So. And I can pull a report which ones haven't been inspected.
Are you removing the stones?
Well, what generally happens, they'll go out there. I would hire probably Callaghan or Fields to pull them up, but a lot of times they just snap the chain because there's not much to them.
Uh-huh. So. I was kind of curious what you were doing with the ones that were pulled.
We'd bring them up to the beach.
They have to be auctioned off.
There's a process. You have to notify them via mail and then put it in the newspaper with the last known name.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to wait, I think, 6 months before we can actually do an auction. So this is a process. Yeah.
And how are the dinghies down at Snowmarine Park?
We have a massive amount of dinghies
with no
overall. No, I mean, everybody's paid because we pulled more the other day.
Yeah. Oh, you did, because I had gone down the other day.
Another fella came up and said, you know, I haven't had to pay in 20 years.
Understood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you say we want it retroactive?
it's not as funny anymore.
It's pretty funny.
I mean, it's funny.
It's funny.
But when you do it all the time, it's old.
I know.
Now I'm like, well, buy a sticker or not.
Well, hopefully in a year or two, everyone will understand that fees need to be paid.
The big thing is the yacht club hasn't been, they haven't been running the launch daily. So a lot of people have actually bought we've sold a lot of dinghy stickers this year, like 80-something.
That's why the dinghy dock is so full.
Jammed, yeah.
It's jammed.
It's overflowed into which is fine. I mean, not a lot of people use the inner docks anyway, so.
I know our boat is overflowed.
Yeah, we need to put a new deck on that one this fall anyway.
So the dinghies have gone up because the yacht club isn't running the
And of course, George passed away.
And George passed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a lot of people upset about it.
Okay. Yeah, they hadn't been able to find drivers.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a couple the other day, like, really complaining bad that the city should have drivers for the boat. I didn't really say much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.